Hi everyone, we're so glad and happy to have with us David Gomez, and he's our executive assistant for title Pacific Coast Title Insurance, and he is with us today and he's gonna share his knowledge about title insurance with us. How are you doing, David, today?
I'm doing great, Blanca. How are you doing?
Okay, so you know, I'm super excited because I know our audience is gonna learn a lot of things today. So let's go into, you know, what is title insurance for those people that don't know what it is?
Well, thanks for having me. With title insurance, you know, it's funny because not a lot of people know what it is. Even those people who have purchased properties, sometimes they purchase the property once and they really forget what title insurance is, or they don't get explained what it is. With title insurance, what we do the opposite of what your dental insurance, health insurance, or your car insurance does. So we insure the past rather than insure what's going to happen in the future. So let me explain. So when you purchase a property and you buy title insurance through the transaction, you hire a title insurance company. So what we do is we research the property to make sure there's no liens or judgments or any loans on the property. If there are, we make sure that we put them in a report when we turn it into the parties that are involved, such as escrow. And what we do is we list everything that comes up under that person's name, the homeowner's name. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we bring to light anything that's against that property, so that when the new buyer, or you know, the buyer who's going to become the new owner, when they become owner of the property, the only thing that they will have against the property would be a loan if they took one out. If it's cash, there won't be. But what we're trying to do is we want to make sure that there's nothing. The title is free and clear of any liens or judgments of the prior owners. Okay, so that way title is clean, and anything else that comes onto the title would be the owner, the new owner.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. And now, you know, I know I wanted to let our audience know about your company. Can you tell us a little bit history about your company and how do they reach you and your email and all that good stuff?
Yeah, for sure. So our company has been around relatively a short period of time compared to some of these other larger companies. We've been around since 2008, but we do a lot of transactions just like those larger companies do. So we're very well known in the industry. And again, our company name is Pacific Coast Title. I've been in the title industry for about 25 years, and I've seen a lot of different situations. So I'm very knowledgeable in what we do. Besides that, if anybody, I'll just give out my phone number and email address now in case anybody has questions.
Sure.
I'll give it out at the end as well.
Okay.
So my phone number is 562 area code 619-6062, 562-619-6062. And my email address is dgomez@pct.com. And that's P as in Paul, C as in Charles, T as in Tom.com.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you know, if our audience or anybody who is listening to this podcast is interested in reaching out to David, please feel free to call him at 562-619-6062 so he can look into your title if you have any issues with how you took title on your house and so on and so forth. So now, let me ask you another question, David. How do we get coverage? Like, how people get coverage for title insurance?
Well, it's title insurance is a little different. So you don't just go out and get coverage for your property. Typically, you have to either purchase a property and be on title of the property to purchase title, because it's pretty much required for the most part. Unless, of course, you buy the property cash. But either way, any transaction, I wouldn't suggest skipping out on title insurance, because it's one of the most important things you can do when you purchase a property.
Okay.
So you would get it through a purchase of a property or through a refinance transaction. So
right.
If you refinance your property, the lender or bank will require you to get title insurance.
Okay, great. And now, what are the benefits? Like, I know some people say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to get that or whatever. I mean, I know it's required when you buy a home or you refinance it. But, you know, so because there is a lack of education out there, you know, we're just trying to figure out what are the benefits of title insurance provides to the homeowner?
Well, you know what? A lot of times we hear that a family member sells a property to another person. So the one person who bought the property gives that family member, say, $50,000 or $100,000 and then takes over the loan. Or if it's just some friends or what have you. So what happens is if they don't buy title insurance, what happens here is that the person who sells the property receives the money that they got from the buyer. They could then just disappear. And if there's no title insurance that is done through this transaction, what happens is if the new buyer doesn't know and goes to refinance or sell the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is on there prior to them getting onto title will be stuck on the property, and he or she will have to take care of it. So for instance, if I were to sell you, Blanca, my property,
mm-hmm.
and I have liens and judgments against my property that are stuck to the property, right? And I just take your money and I say, okay, thank you very much. You're the new proud owner. I leave and I disappear. There's nowhere you can find me. When you go to sell or refinance the property, since it wasn't insured, you're going to have to be, or you'll be stuck with holding the bag, holding these liens and judgments, and now you're going to have to pay them off, right? The new buyer is going to have to pay that off, because
with
these situations, creditors know that if there's a lien or judgment that's going to go on and record against the property, many homeowners say, well, I'm going to deed the property over to someone else so that it doesn't attach to the property. Little do they know that these liens and judgments attach to the homeowner's name.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if they deed off of the property, since it wasn't insured, they stick to the property.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So, and that's the importance of using a title insurance agent, because they can look through all those problems and help the client, right?
Right. So you never know what that person has against their name, right? So it could be a family member that you trust, you know, a lot, but you really don't know what's going on in their life. So they may have a lien or judgment against their property, but you don't know that,
right?
So if it's attached to the property and they sell it to you without title insurance, now you're left having to take care and dealing with that lien or judgment that's against the property.
Will child support count also for those?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yes, child support will stay. Child support will stay on the property as well.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Okay. Well, now let me ask you, because I know maybe some people in the audience might be asking themselves, but now tell us, how much is the cost? Like, how many times do we have to purchase this title insurance? Is this a yearly subscription? You know, maybe they have those questions. What's the answer for them?
Well, great question. No, the only time you purchase title insurance, if you purchase a property and never refinance again, then you only have to purchase the title insurance once.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know that that's very rare that you don't refinance your property. So the only other time that you would have to purchase title insurance would be if you refinance the property. So if you refinance the property, your new bank or your new lender will require you purchase title insurance so that they know what's against the property, and they ensure that they're first in line when it comes to any liens or judgments or loans against the property.
Okay, I see. Now, I know many of our listeners in this podcast, you know, once they listen, they want to say, well, what else can we learn? Is this the only way we can use title insurance? Or are there any other aspects of title insurance? Do you have any other, what else is important in the title insurance world?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different aspects of title insurance. If I were to go into some, the audience probably would not understand what I'm talking about. But one of the most important things in title insurance or for properties themselves is to know how the property is vested, who is the owner of the property, and how is it listed. So is the property owner under a single man or single woman? Is it under a married couple as joint tenants? You know, how is the property vested? And that's another an important issue, not issue, but an important fact that you need to know.
Right.
Because we don't want to just put anybody onto title after you're the homeowner. Because again, if you put somebody on title and you take them off, all their liens and judgments will attach to the property and you'll be stuck dealing with them.
I see. Wow, that's why it's important to talk to David. So can you repeat again how people can reach out to you if they have questions?
Definitely. They can reach out to me at 562, area code 619-6062. And you can email me at dgomez@pct.com.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there is so much, many different things that we can learn. And I'm pretty sure, you know, we can make more podcasts with different topics and different themes that maybe your audience might be interested in learning. Do you think you might be able to come back on another day and help us maybe with another challenge issue in title insurance?
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, I'd be happy to come back. And I think that we could probably talk about what I just mentioned, the importance of the ownership of the property and how it's listed. You know, the vesting of the property is how it's called. So, you know, and the importance of not just putting anybody on title. So that's a great topic. And, you know, we can talk about other stuff too while we're at it.
Okay, I think that sounds like a really important topic to cover, because a lot of people make mistakes, you know, like that, like they don't know how to put themselves into title and whether they should, you know, name their pets in the title.
Right. Or they put their children who are of underage. Yes.
That's right, who are minors and, you know, they don't know. So that's why you're here today, to share that knowledge with our audience. And, you know, we're so happy that you were able to make it to the podcast today. And, well, you know, we want everybody out there listening to this podcast. You know, we have David Gomez from Pacific Coast Title Insurance, and he just told us and shared his knowledge about why it's necessary, title insurance, and how do you get it. And as you know, EXP Realty is a realty company, and we help you sell, buy, and, you know, invest in real estate. So that's why we call David today, because you out there, you're investing and you're buying homes and selling homes. So we thought this was a very important topic to cover. So now I'm going to say goodbye, and I want David to say goodbye to our audience. And we promise you that we're going to book David again in not so long, so he can come back and talk to us about investing in property. Okay. Do you want to say goodbye to our audience, David?
Yes, thank you, Blanca. It was a pleasure, you know, being able to speak on title insurance and just putting a little bit of knowledge out there for people to know and understand what title insurance is. I think it's very important that homeowners know how their property is vested and what title insurance is, so that when they see that come up, you know, they know a little bit about it. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to come back, so I'll definitely come back and speak again.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. And so once again, we are here today, Blanca Professional Service. I am a realtor with EXP Realty. That's my broker house. But you can, you know, get a hold of us. You can call David Gomez if you have questions about title, and he'll be glad to help you. His phone number is 562-619-6062, and his email address is d. Gomez at pct.com. And if you want us to help you buy or sell your house, or you want to buy a second home, then just give me a call, 1-800-637-5833. 1-800-637-5833. And until we see each other again, take care, and we'll be back soon with another episode of Title Insurance. Goodbye, guys.